You will hear a professor talking about how to set and achieve goals. As you listen, complete the notes below. You will hear the recording twice.
One of the things people like to do at the end of the year is to set goals for the new year. Unfortunately, most people also fail to reach the goals they set. This does not mean that goal setting is a useless task. The problem is that most people set goals that are difficult to attain. Today, I will guide you to set goals that are attainable. The first step, and unfortunately the one that many people get wrong, is of course deciding on the goal you wish to make. Use the acronym SMART to help you to formulate your goal. SMART stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Realistic, and Time-bound. A goal like, I want to lose enough weight to look like a model, is an example of a poor goal because it cannot be measured, it is not realistic, and there is no set time. It is better to set something like, I want to lose 5 kilograms by Christmas next year. Then, you will record this goal down somewhere you will see regularly. Note that I did not say you have to write it down. You can record a voice memo or even a video of yourself if you wish to. After you make the goal, the next step is to work on it. Part of taking action involves going through the necessary steps in order to achieve your goal. We know that to lose weight, we need to burn more calories than we consume. So we have two main things we need to do: plan a diet and make an exercise plan. We need to get into the specifics, so you will need to think about what your diet will look like. It can be a weekly meal plan, and you can choose to keep a food diary to hold yourself accountable. As for exercise, you will again set specific tasks to achieve. One important thing to note is that while it is important to make plans, sometimes unexpected things happen, so we should give ourselves some room to make adjustments. As we go about working on our goals, we need to pause regularly to see if we are getting any closer to them. This is the process of evaluation. Depending on the type of goal, you can do monthly or quarterly evaluations. For something relating to physical fitness, a monthly assessment of how you are progressing is ideal. Whereas if your goal relates to academic achievement, every 3 months might be a more realistic time frame. During your evaluation, you will think about what has worked and if it can be done better, and what has not worked and what needs to be changed. If it means going back to your original goal and making modifications to it so that it is more attainable, that is fine too. Happy goal setting! One of the things people like to do at the end of the year is to set goals for the new year. Unfortunately, most people also fail to reach the goals they set. This does not mean that goal setting is a useless task. The problem is that most people set goals that are difficult to attain. Today, I will guide you to set goals that are attainable. The first step, and unfortunately the one that many people get wrong, is of course deciding on the goal you wish to make. Use the acronym SMART to help you to formulate your goal. SMART stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Realistic, and Time-bound. A goal like, I want to lose enough weight to look like a model, is an example of a poor goal because it cannot be measured, it is not realistic, and there is no set time. It is better to set something like, I want to lose 5 kilograms by Christmas next year. Then you will record this goal down somewhere you will see regularly. Note that I did not say you have to write it down. You can record a voice memo or even a video of yourself if you wish to. After you make the goal, the next step is to work on it. Part of taking action involves going through the necessary steps in order to achieve your goal. We know that to lose weight, we need to burn more calories than we consume. So we have 2 main things we need to do: plan a diet and make an exercise plan. We need to get into the specifics, so you will need to think about what your diet will look like. It can be a weekly meal plan, and you can choose to keep a food diary to hold yourself accountable. As for exercise, you will again set specific tasks to achieve. One important thing to note is that while it is important to make plans, sometimes unexpected things happen, so we should give ourselves some room to make adjustments. As we go about working on our goals, we need to pause regularly to see if we are getting any closer to them. This is the process of evaluation. Depending on the type of goal, you can do monthly or quarterly evaluations. For something relating to physical fitness, a monthly assessment of how you are progressing is ideal. Whereas if your goal relates to academic achievement, every 3 months might be a more realistic time frame. During your evaluation, you will think about what has worked and if it can be done better, and what has not worked and what needs to be changed. If it means going back to your original goal and making modifications to it so that it is more attainable, that is fine too. Happy goal setting!